Friends, we discussed about the banker, we discussed about the customer and various type of the bank services that also we have discussed. Now, there is written or unwritten agreement between the customer and the bank. Now it is clear that customer, who is a customer and who is a banker. When customer wants to deposit money into the bank, that time relationship is a different. As soon as account is open, relationship is different. When he takes the loan, relationship is different. When he hires the safe deposit locker, relationship is different. But ultimately, there is a relationship between the banker and the customer. And this relationship, beyond the type of services and availed, and at that point of time, whatever relationship is there, beyond that, the personal relationship between bank and the customer is lasting long. Even sometimes people say that ours is the second generation, third generation, that banking with you and all of the things. So that is coming to the personal relationship of the customer with the bank. Now, we have to understand now what are the types of bankers-customer relationships exist in the banking at the time of availment of the specific type of services. What are the services, I mean to say, is the services means whenever any kind of service that bank avail, customer avails from the bank and bank gives that services, the contractual obligations with the banker and customer is established. So as to understand that kind of relationship, we structured this chapter in a manner in which you will understand services as well as the relationship that banker and customer exchange with each other. So that relationship, what is the relationship between the debtor-creditor, creditor and debtor, the banker and trustee, banker as an agent, bailee and bailer, seller, lessor and lessee, then agent and principal, hypothecator, hypothecatee, pledger and pledgee, mortgager, mortgagee, banker as a custodian, banker as a guarantor, and termination of the banker-customer relationship. These aspects are covered in this chapter so as to understand what are the types of contractual relationship that bank have with their customers and the customers will have with their banks. Relationship between the bank and customer is, as I said, it is a contractual. That means they are entering into the contract, signed contract, and begin as soon as the customer opens the account with the bank. What the customer signs the account opening form, that means he is agreeing to establish the relationship with the bank. The relationship between the banker and customer is transaction-based. Transaction-based. And the relationship, depending upon the products that is offered by the bank and availed by the customer, and services provided by the bank to the customers. Trust is playing a very important role in building a healthy relationship between banker and customer. Customer should have a trust in his bank. And with that trust, he deposits the money with them. There are n number of relationships between the bank and customer. These relationships confirms the certain rights and obligation to the banker with the customer. The personal relationship between the bank and the customer is long-lasting. That is what I said some time back. And some banks even says that they have the generation-to-generation banking relationship with their customers. One by one, we will try to understand what is this product-based relationship. What is product-based relationship? The primary relationship of the banker and customer is that of debtor and creditor. So let us now see first who is the debtor and who is the creditor. Okay. So when a customer signs the account opening form with the bank, he agrees or he contracts with the bank. And when a customer deposits the money in his account, the bank accounts bank becomes debtor of the customer. Bank becomes debtor of the customer, and customer becomes creditor to the bank. So money so deposited by the customer becomes the bank's property when we say, and that bank has a right to use the money in the manner in which it likes. Because after you deposit the money in the bank account, you have no control with the trust you are depositing with the bank. How to use that money is a bank's prerogative. Customer cannot dictate my money should be used for this, like that. Okay, so the relationship between bank and a customer here is a debtor and a creditor. Customer is a creditor and bank is a debtor. Bank borrows the money, and it is only when the depositor demands, the banker pays. Okay, banker pays. The receipt of money by the banker from his customer constitute the banker become nearly a debtor of the customer with the obligation to honor his customer's check drawn upon the balances held in the account, and the balance and sufficient balance is required to be maintained is the responsibility of the customer. In debtor-creditor relationship, demand is necessary. In case demand is necessary. So when customer wants to take his back money, then he has to place a demand. How to place the demand? Either draw the check, go to the ATM, or make the internet use the internet services and transfer the funds from one account to another account. These are the various type of actions that bank can take while demanding the money. The relationship between the bank and its customer, an express demand for the repayment by the customer, is necessary before the debt it becomes actually due. Now, demand should be made in proper time and place. What is that proper time and place? The customer is allowed to withdraw his funds from any branch of the same bank. And demand by the customer must be made at the proper time and place. So he needs to carry out his check or checkbook for withdrawal, and such a transaction, the demand must be made during the banking hours and only on working days of the bank. Then only this demand can be fulfilled by the bank. Lending money is a most important activity of the bank. Resources mobilization by the bank are utilized for the lending operations. First, they have to create the resources. And once the resources are sufficient, then they announce that this scheme, we are lending this much like that. So resource creation is very important for the bank. So customer who borrows the money from the bank owes money to the bank. In that case, any loan advance, the banker is a creditor and the customer is a debtor. In normal course, when account is opened and money is deposited into bank, bank becomes a debtor and customer becomes creditor, because customer has given the money to bank. Now, reverse is the scenario when you borrow the money, take the loan or avail the overdraft or whatever it may be. At that time, situation will be ulta, exactly reverse. What happens? Bank is giving money to you and you are taking the money from the bank. So, the bank becomes creditor and the customer becomes debtor. Relationship is the first case when the person deposits the money with the bank and reverse when he borrows the money from the bank. So, borrower executes the document while taking the loan and offers the security to the bank before utilizing the credit facilities. In the same case, for uses of the credit card, when the customer utilizes the credit card and pays the charges for the same, in that case, customer is borrowing and bank is paying, and for that the customer is paying the service charges also. That situation also, bank is creditor, customer is a creditor and customer is a debtor, and banker is a creditor and customer is a debtor. Okay, now banker as a trustee in case of safe custody deposit. Safe custody deposit means every bank branch has a safe deposit vault. Any article is required, very important article, if any customer feels that the keeping this document or keeping this instrument in our house may not be secured one. So he may say that let us deposit it with the bank. Okay, that time safe deposit custody is safe custody deposit is availed, services are availed by the customer. In that case, in safe custody deposit, trustee holds the money or asset and perform certain functions for the benefit of some other person called as a beneficiary. If a customer deposits the securities and it's valuable with the bank for the safe custody, the banker acts as a trustee. With a trust, he is accepting it, and the trustee of his customer. And the relationship between the banker and the customer is trustee and the beneficiary of the beneficiary depositors, which depends upon the specific instruction which are given by the customer to the banker regarding the use of money and securities. Now, another relationship is banker as an agent of the customer. Banker acts as an agent. In earlier case, banker acts as a trustee. In earlier case, banker as a debtor or banker as a creditor. Now, another relationship is a banker is an agent to the customer. In what situation? When a banker buys or sells the securities on behalf of the customer, when banker buy or sell securities on behalf of his customer, he performs an agency function. He performs as agency function. Similarly, when he collects the check, dividends, bill, promissory note, on customer's behalf, he acts as an agent. Suppose outstation check you have deposited in the bank, which takes at least 4 or 5 days to clear it. In that case, bank on behalf of you collect that fund. But collection means that he has to send that instrument, he has to collect the proceeds, and he has to give it to you. So what is his action there? He acts as an agent of you. So customer, so agent. Bank is acting as a customer's agent. Similarly, he may also act in various other agency capacities, such as trustee, attorney, executor, correspondent, and representative also. Now, limitation under Limitations Act. The time of filing the suit for recovery of money which is deposited by the customer with the banker and when it is payable on demand is 3 years from the date of demand. Limitations. With regard to fixed deposit, Earlier clause was regarding demand deposit. Now, in case of time deposit, as regards to the fixed deposit, the production of the receipt is in the nature of the demand, and the period of limitation for filing the suit for recovery of the deposit, if refused by the banker, will be 3 years from the date of receipt of the producer. What happens, you know, why this limitation clause is there and limitation under Limitation Act? Because as per the agreement under the demand deposit, as soon as there is demand, immediately on the same day, bankers is expected to pay you. But if it is not paid, because bank may be by virtue of liquidation or whatever it may be, it is closed or whatever it may be happened to it. From that date onward, when you put the demand placed on the bank and when your check is returned, then from that date onward, 3 years, this claim will remain valid. Similarly, in case of demand, time deposit also. Time deposit means fixed deposit. And demand deposit means saving deposit or current account deposits. So, time deposit, that is fixed deposit, you are actually receiving the funds on the maturity date as per the contractual agreement with the bank, because you have kept it for, say, 1 year. Now, 1 year is held today. Unfortunately, yesterday the bank was gone into the liquidation and it is closed its shutter. Okay. Now, bank, you are going to the bank and asking them, you pay my deposit which is matured today. So, once demand is placed, bank says, no, we have a restriction from Reserve Bank of India not to pay any amount. As long as there is a instruction from the bank, Reserve Bank. In that situation, clause limitation is applicable, and from that date onward, your claim is valid for 3 years, and it will be paid subject to production of the fixed deposit received to the bank. Now, another type of relationship with the banker customer is bailee and bailer. What is this bailee and bailer? Bank will be bailee and customer will be bailer. What is this bailer and bailment? See, there is a contract which is called as a bailment of the contract. So, bailment is nothing but delivery of the goods. Bailment is nothing but delivery of the goods by one person to another person for some purpose, and upon contract that they shall, when the purpose is accomplished, that will be the goods will be delivered or returned. Goods will be delivered or returned or disposed of according to the direction of the person delivering them. So, person who is delivering the goods is called as a bailer. Person who is delivering the goods is called as a bailer. And the person to whom the goods are delivered is called as a bailee. Bailer, bailee. Banks secure their advance by obtaining a tangible securities. Securities to chahiye na? For granting the loan, some security bankers are obtaining. So, the banks secure their advance by obtaining tangible security from the customer. And in some cases, physical possession of the security is very much required. For example, pledging the shares or pledging the valuables, bonds. That time, in person, physical security is required to be handed over to the bank, and in some, only a document is required to be signed. While taking the physical security in possession by the bank, bank becomes a bailee. Bank becomes bailee and customer becomes bailer. Customer becomes bailer. So, bank also keep and article valuable securities of their customer in the safe custody and act as a bailee. And as bailee, the bank is required to take utmost care of the goods which are bailed to him. Protect. They have to protect the these goods placed with them. Now, lessor and lessee. Bank is a lessor and customer is lessee. A lease of immovable property. Lease of immovable property is transferred. Is a transfer of a right. Lease means transfer of a right to enjoy the property and made for certain times or in perpetuity. The consideration of the price paid or promised or of the money, the share of the crops or services or any other thing of the value to be rendered periodically on a specified occasion to transfer by the transferee who accept the transfer of such item. Okay, this is Transfer of Property Act regulation. So, definition of lessor and lessee, premium and rent. Depends upon the premium or rent. The transferer is called as a lessor. The transferee is called as a lessee. Transferee is called as a lessee. Transferer is called as a lessor. The price is called as a premium and the money, share, service, etc. And another thing that is to be rendered is called as a rent. That is called as a rent as per the Transfer of Property Act. Now, agent and principal. Bank is agent and customer is principal. Right? Now, Section 182 of the Indian Contract Act 1872 defines an agent who is the person that is employed to do any act another to the represent the another in dealing with the third person. Okay, when a person for whom such act is done or who is represented is called as a principal. Now, here the bank is providing the services, so it becomes agent, and the customer who receives the services and they have this act for the purpose of giving it to the customer is called as a principal. So, agent is a person who acts on behalf of the principal under the latter's express in implied authority and acts that were done with such authority are binding on his principal and the principal is liable to the party for act of agent. So, bank collects the check, bills, makes the payment to the various authorities, rent, telephone bill, insurance premium on behalf of the customers. So, banks also abides by standing instruction given by the customer. In all such cases, bank act as an agent which is acting as per the instruction of the customer. He is called as an agent and he charges for the service charges for this, for having given the service as acting as an agent. Now, hypothecator and hypothecatee. Hypothecator and hypothecatee. The relationship between the customer and the banker can be that of hypothecator and hypothecatee. Hypothecatee is a bank and hypothecator is customer. A simple example to understand that, suppose a loan is given to buy a car loan is given to buy a car to the customer by bank. Now, as long as the repayment is not made for the loan given, the same vehicle or car is hypothecated in favor of bank. So charge is created by means of hypothecation. So here bank act as an hypothecatee, and with the customer's signature the rights has been transferred to the bank. So he is called, customer is called as an hypothecator. It happens when the customer hypothecates certain movable or non-movable property or assets with the banker to get a loan. In this case, the customer becomes hypothecator and the banker becomes hypothecatee. Now, pledger and pledgee. Bank becomes pledgee and customer becomes pledger. This relationship between the customer and banker can be that of pledger and pledgee. This happens when the customer pledges or promises certain assets or security with the bank to get the loan. In this case, the customer becomes the pledger or pawner, and the bank becomes pledgee or pawnee. Pledger or pledgee or pawnee. So, under the agreement, the assets or the security that will remain with the bank until the customer repay the loan. For example, loan against the shares of or other investment. Loan will be shares will be deposited with the bank, value will be determined the bank, and bank will be giving the loan to the customer. So bank becomes pledgee, customer becomes pledger, and against that, when the loan is given, as long as it is not paid, that security will remain in favor of bank or with bank. Now, mortgager and mortgagee. Mortgager and mortgagee. Section 58 of Transfer of Property Act, 1882. Mortgagee is a transfer of interest in specific immovable property. Specific immovable property to secure the payment of money which is advanced or to be advanced by way of a loan, an existing or future debt, or the performance of the engagement by means of which it may give rise to the pecuniary liability. Mortgager only parts with the interest in the property and not the ownership. Interest in the property only getting transferred in favor of the bank, but not the property. And transferor of interest in the property is called as a mortgager. Is called mortgager, and the transferee is called as a mortgagee. In this case, the customer becomes mortgager and the banker become mortgagee. For example, loan against property. If you are requesting bank, take my flat and give me a loan against that. So loan, flat is getting mortgaged. So mortgage interest, you are staying in the same flat. Only thing is that interest on that flat you are transferring to the bank, against which the bank is giving you the money. That is called property, mortgage property, mortgage of the property. So you are mortgagee, banker becomes mortgagee, you are mortgager because you are giving. So you are a mortgager and it is accepted by the bank, so bank is mortgagee. Okay? Now next. Next type of relationship is a banker as a guarantor. Banker as a guarantor. In general, the bank guarantee signifies that lending institution ensures that the liabilities of the debtor are going to be met. Liabilities of the debtor are going to be met. So bank give the guarantees on behalf of their customers and enter into contract. So guarantee is a contingent contract. Guarantee is contingent contract. A contingent contract is a contract to do or not to do something if some event collateral to such a contract does or does not happen. Means issuance of the guarantee by the bank on behalf of the customer, confirming that he will perform the act which is mentioned in the guarantee within such and such a period. And if he fails to do so, I will pay what the amount which is mentioned in this document. That is the guarantee document. So, banker act here as a guarantor to the beneficiary. There are two key types of the bank guarantees. Financial bank guarantee and performance bank guarantee. Financial bank guarantee are the debts. Financial bank guarantees are debts owed. While performance based guarantees are obligation to meet such as a particular task, construction of house. Guarantee, there is no guarantee that you are a contractor. You are building the buildings and everything. But what is the guarantee that you will build within 6 months my house? For that purpose, the person who wants to build the house, he asks the constructor, you give me a guarantee from your bank, confirming that you will complete this task within 6 months' time. And if you fail to do, and on the 6 month, if you have not completed, then perhaps I may invoke that guarantee, means I will put a claim against that guarantee and claim it from your bank who issued me a guarantee or given the guarantee. This is how exactly the guarantee works. Now, termination of the banker-customer relationship. Termination of banker-customer relationship. There are various ways when the contract is getting terminated with the banker and customer. One is a voluntary termination. Voluntary means customer has a right to close his account on demand, which must be met, and a customer can decide to close his account at will without notice to the banker. Okay? And the customer should give a written notice for closure of the bank account. Banker also has a right to determine the relationship if he does not wish to continue in his relationship with the customer. He also should give a reasonable notice to the customer informing him about the termination of the relationship. In this, the banker should give a customer a sufficient time to make the other arrangement. Number two, the bank, by closing this account, saves the bank from having written checks and already issued by the customers. Another type is a death of customer. Due to death of customer, this relationship can be terminated. As soon as the banker receives the intimation about the death of his customer, he should stop all the operations in the account. Stop the payments. But the death of the customer determines his authority to pay the checks which are drawn by him when he was alive. Another reason is a bankruptcy. Bankruptcy means as soon as the individual customer is declared as a bankrupt, our company begins to be wound up, close, the relationship ends. Then insanity. Insanity means a person who is not of a sound mind and is not competent to contract. So on receipt of the intimation of insanity of the customer, the bank should stop the payment of the checks issued by the client. Then next comes the garnish order. What is this garnish order? If the court issues an order known as a garnish order to close the account, the banker is bound to do so. Friends, this kind of relationship what we have discussed is very much important you to understand that. Otherwise, it will be difficult to understand the type of product and services given by the banks. So, this topic is very important so as to determine and understand the relationship between the banker and customer while availing different kind of services. Thank you very much.